Hey folks, it's Mike Church, founder of Founding Father Films, asking you to learn the true stories of America's founding by purchasing my movie, The Road to Independence, the movie. The Road to Independence tells the exciting story of the Founding Fathers' struggle to declare independence. John Adams and Thomas Paine were not exactly the best of friends, but as our timeline has shown us, when it came to the question of declaring independence, the two were soulmates. Now, let's travel to another colony where lifelong friends will work secretly to establish the legislative body that will declare our independence. This animated movie comes complete with collector's booklets, DTS surround sound, and are packed with hours of bonus features. Learn the true stories of America's founding and order Mike Church's The Road to Independence on DVD and CD. Available now at mikechurch.com/DVD and by calling 844-527-8723.
Crusade Channel News. News you can trust. Because the truth can be trusted. From the Crusade Channel News Desk, here's Stacey Cohen.
Good morning, Crusaders. Welcome to Wednesday, July 8th, 2020. I'm Stacey Cohen reporting from the Crusade Channel News Desk at the Cohen Ranch in Winkelman, Arizona. This report is brought to you by Founding Father Films Publishing, featuring rare essential works like Humility of Heart and Life of Washington, put back into print and edited by Mike Church, available exclusively at mikechurch.com/books. Here's what to listen for this hour. Coronavirus deaths continue on a downward trend. Ghislaine Maxwell hires the attorney who brought down drug kingpin El Chapo, and Chief Justice John Roberts bonked himself in the head. Coronavirus-linked deaths across the U.S. continued on a downward trend as of Monday afternoon, even after the country hit historic levels in the number of new confirmed cases late last week. Health experts have warned about the lag between infection identification and death that could take weeks or more, which means the fatalities could increase down the road. The current spike in the number of cases intensified almost 3 weeks ago around mid-June. A moving average of cases and deaths reported each day provides a clear picture of the COVID-19 pandemic because the daily numbers tend to fluctuate. Now, as of Monday, the 7-day average of deaths in the United States continued to plunge. This according to data maintained by the COVID Tracking Project, the Institute for Health Metrics and Evaluation at the University of Washington, USAFacts.org, Worldometer, and even the New York Times. There is a patchwork of guidelines across the U.S. for reporting deaths, with some states and databases reporting probable coronavirus fatalities, while others do not. The low number of new deaths in recent weeks compared to the spike in cases suggests that more people are contracting coronavirus without actually succumbing to it, a development that's pushing the overall mortality rate, both the infection true and confirmed case crude figures, down. Ghislaine Maxwell has hired the former prosecutor who helped bring down drug kingpin Joaquin El Chapo Guzman to try to get her off child sex trafficking charges. Recent court filings for the 58-year-old British media heiress show that she is being rep by Christian Everdell. He spent more than a decade as an assistant U.S. attorney for the Southern District of New York. Everdell's bio notes how he and his team were awarded a True American Hero Award by the Federal Drug Agent Foundation for their work in the investigation and apprehension of the former head of the Sinaloa drug cartel in Mexico, Chapo Guzman. Former colleagues believe that he may use his experience in such high-profile cases to get Maxwell to turn on others, allegedly in Jeffrey Epstein's inner circle, so she can strike a deal. He will, of course, do what's in the best interests of his client, but no doubt he will be talking to her about the benefits of becoming a cooperating witness. This is tweeted by Jennifer Rogers, who used to be his supervisor as a fellow federal Southern District of New York prosecutor. Our saint of the day, she was a Spanish princess who was given in marriage to King Dennis of Portugal at the age of 12. Quote of the day, pray, hope, and don't worry. Padre Pio. You're listening to Crusade Channel News.
Hey folks, Mike Church here. This Independence Day, we celebrate the 14-year anniversary of the world premiere of my Road to Independence docudrama. It was 14 years ago that the Road to Independence took over the Sirius Patriot Channel for the entire day with a little help from some friendly voices.
And now an encore! folklore presentation of my church's road to independence. Yeah.
To commemorate this milestone of epic cinematic proportions, I am practically giving away copies of this classic piece of historical truth-telling with the RTI Liberty Pack 2020 edition. You get the original 2-CD set, the Spirit of 76 3-CD set, plus a pocket constitution and a little R Republican bumper sticker 3-pack for just $17.76. That's a small price to pay for truth-telling and independence. Hurry, this is a limited-time offer to get your RTI CD Liberty Pack for just $17.76. Go to mikechurch.com/road. That's mikechurch.com/road.
Our saint of the day is Saint Elizabeth. She was a Spanish princess who was given in marriage to King Dennis of Portugal at the age of 12. She was very beautiful, very lovable too. She was also very devout and went to Mass every day. Elizabeth was a holy wife, but although her husband was fond of her at first, he soon began to cause her great suffering. Though a good ruler, he did not imitate his wife's love of prayer and other virtues. In fact, his sins of impurity gave great scandal to the people. To make matters worse, the king believed a lie told about Elizabeth and one of her pages by another page, who was jealous of his companion. In great anger, the king ordered the one he believed guilty to be sent to a lime burner. The lime burner was commanded to throw into his furnace the first page who came. Well, the good page set out obediently, not knowing death was waiting for him. On his way, he stopped for Mass, since he had the habit of going daily. The first Mass had begun, so he stayed for a second one. In the meantime, the king sent the wicked page to the lime burner to find out if the other had been killed. And so it was this page who was thrown into the furnace. When the king learned what had happened, he realized that God had saved the good page, punished the liar, and proven that Queen Elizabeth was innocent. This amazing event helped greatly to make the king live better. He apologized to his wife in front of everyone and began to have a great respect for her. In his last sickness, she never left his side except for Mass until he died a holy death. Saint Elizabeth lived for 11 more years, doing even greater charity and penance. Chief Justice John Roberts spent a night in a hospital last month after he fell and injured his forehead, a Supreme Court spokeswoman said Tuesday night. Roberts was walking for exercise near his home June 21st when he fell, and the spokeswoman Kathleen L. Arberg said in an emailed statement that the injury did require sutures, and out of an abundance of caution, Roberts stayed in the hospital overnight. Roberts, 65, suffered a seizure at his summer home in Maine in 2007, causing a fall that resulted in minor scrapes, and had a similar episode in 1993. Arberg said that Roberts' doctors ruled out a seizure this time. They believe the fall was likely due to lightheadedness caused by dehydration. Well, this could be the year that Black Friday finally unravels. Not because they're changing the name, because it's Black Friday. But for decades, the day after Thanksgiving has attracted massive crowds and hysteria outside of malls and stores nationwide. Thousands of shoppers gathered, sometimes as early as 5 p.m. Thanksgiving Day itself, jostling for the mad dash into their favorite shops to grab Black Friday doorbuster deals on flat-screen TVs, diamond necklaces, holiday toys, winter coats, and everything else you know about that. Now imagine the scenario in a pandemic. Well, according to Scott Rankin, principal and national consumer and retail strategy leader with KPMG US, the only way Black Friday can be the annual shopping bonanza it's been for decades, he said, is if, by some stroke of luck, we've got a vaccine and everybody gets it by Black Friday. Macy's this year is also considering a much earlier start to its Black Friday marketing push, potentially right after Halloween, and they plan to adopt one other tactic for the first time during the upcoming holiday shopping season, curbside service. Industry watchers say that Black Friday has been losing its relevance with shoppers in recent years. One reason is because retailers started to spread their deals out over many days instead of just one. And consumers increasingly have turned to the internet to find even cheaper deals than in-store bargains, forcing more holiday shopping to shift online. Send me your news tips to news@crusadechannel.com. Stay tuned to the Crusade Channel with live breaking news updates all day, the best live talk radio anywhere. Up next, the Mike Church Show continues. I'm Stacey Cohen for the Crusade Channel, seeking news and finding truth.